The presidents of the Visegrad Group, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic, meet regularly to discuss any outstanding issues in bilateral relations, European affairs and security matters. This week, their two-day summit took them to Keszthely Castle at Lake Balaton in Hungary. Radio Prague's Jan Richter is there and has been following developments. Jan, what is the focus of this two-day summit?
Well, Daniela, it was 2 days. In the first day, the presidents were talking about some more general issues, like future cooperation within the Visegrad 4, as well as some general topics, and they were discussing their experiences or the experiences their countries have had within the 3 years of EU membership. It seems that, however, that there are different views on this. Some countries would like to push for a closer and perhaps tighter cooperation within the Visegrad 4, while others, including Czech President Václav Klaus, are probably happy with the state of the Visegrad 4 as it is now. The Czech President introduced the motto of the Czech presidency of the European Union, which is Europe without barriers. And some countries, especially Hungary, I suppose, feel this more as Europe without frontiers. Now here is what Václav Klaus has to say about this.
Dneska se rozvinula velmi zajímavá debata.
We had a very interesting debate today, which was sparked by a mistake by an interpreter. I was presenting the Czech motto for the country's EU presidency in 2009, which is Europe without barriers. And the interpreter translated it as Europe without borders. So I said, wait a minute, this is not quite the same. We want a Europe without barriers, but with borders. And in no time at all, there was a lively debate which revealed our different concepts of a united Europe. Hungary, for instance, would like Europe without borders. The Czech Republic and Slovakia would prefer to retain the borders but remove the barriers. The impromptu debate clearly defined where we stand in this respect.
Jan, I understand, of course, Schengen, the expansion of Schengen, which is due to happen in 2008, is a big topic at this summit. I understand that the four presidents have rejected Austria's efforts to delay the four countries joining the Schengen zone. Is that the case?
Not quite. Austria announced, apparently, that their police forces, Austrian police and military forces, will continue policing the frontiers between Austria and the countries that will be joining the Schengen zone. And the four presidents of the Visegrad countries actually said that they would ask their government to reject this effort, making sure that there is no difference between old, so-called new EU member countries, and that also applies to the Schengen zone.
And I understand they stated their readiness in all things to join Schengen.
Yes, they said that they're all ready, but they also said that sometimes it might be difficult because it's great responsibility as well. Especially Polish President Lech Kaczynski said that Poland will now be neighboring on three countries that are not part of the Schengen zone, and therefore it will be great responsibility for Poland to make sure no criminal forces will be increasingly coming through Poland to the European Union. But he also said that Poland is all ready for that.
And that was Jan Richter speaking to us from Keszthely in Hungary.